Sean Lynch is the Kerry artist who'll be representing Ireland in next year's Venice Biennale. But before that, he's representing The Legend of Sweeney at his exhibition in Visual Centre for Contemporary Art in Carlow. Lynch's work usually delves into more verifiable narratives, using extensive research to uncover hidden histories and unexpected connections. Take the history of John DeLorean's misadventures in the north of Ireland, where the American entrepreneur decided to build the car of the future. Sean Lynch has an ongoing project to make new senses of DeLorean's dream, of which the most visible surviving part was the prop car from the film Back to the Future, as he tells me in the first part of our interview.
You might describe your practice as very research-driven. I mean, is that fair, I suppose, to begin?
It's a kind of term that came to prominence, I guess, maybe 10 years ago for a lot of artists whose work was evidently maybe connected to some kind of academic research or chasing up certain forgotten histories and this kind of thing. And I guess I'm very interested in that work, and a lot of the time my practice is described as that. But sure, painters also do research, you know, and people do research in many different ways through their lived life. And that's something that I'd often always try and think about a lot more, rather than always wanting to go to Amazon and buy 10 books and read all those 10 books, or do so much research that you become an expert in something. I'm not an expert in anything, and I'm much more interested in having to grapple with information rather than having a superior knowledge of what something is. And I think that's one of the really interesting things about art. No matter how hard people try to codify it as a form, it still evades a lot of these situations. So that's why I practice as an artist, I guess. Yeah. Sometimes there can be a heavy dose of research in making some pieces. Other times you hear something from someone you met on the street that's incredibly interesting, and four or five conversations later, through oral experiences, you come to something, you know? So I suppose it's about a good bit about keeping the antenna up and seeing what comes to you as much as what you chase after. My father was a garage man, and I essentially grew up in a garage when he was fixing tractors and trucks. And in the evening time, I'd get carried to these scrap yards. So he'd be getting different parts for some of the trucks and tractors the next morning that he had to fix. And I have quite generic memories, I guess, of the scrap yards at that time. You know, normally you'd have a barking dog in the distance. You'd have a boss man in the yard who knew, had an encyclopedic knowledge of every piece of scrap or different pieces of metal that were in the yard. And always, even on the driest day of the year, I think I remember seeing these very large puddles of water in front of the main gates to keep the revenue out or keep the suits out, you know. I began a project in around 2007, which was looking at the DeLorean DMC-12, the sports car that was made in Belfast in the early 1980s. So I began to revisit some of these sites and gradually traced what happened to the DeLorean car factory afterwards, and where a lot of the master molds that were used to produce the exterior panels of the car went. DeLorean's idea was that because it was stainless steel, it would be the car that would never rust and it would last forever. And I guess that thematic came true because we found the master molds in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean just off of Galway Bay, and they're now used as anchors on a fish farm there. So sometimes there's certain kinds of information that only a small community know. The people working on the fish farm knew about these master molds. Certain communities of interest know about that. And I'm always interested in how, in some way, you can democratize information and move it in different ways and different directions. So art galleries, again, I find them a really great place for this because they're incredibly open. You can have your exhibition. The next time you show the same work, you can update more information about it as people came and saw the show in the first place. So again, I guess there's always a certain play with the material at hand that I have an interest in.
For the DeLorean piece, you became involved with the DeLorean Owners Club, which seems like an interesting way in the era of the internet, an interesting way to to find your information, that maybe everything isn't on the internet and maybe there are other resources that will be resistant to the internet.
Yeah, I mean, that's really true. And these are certain discussions that I think have gone on for many years, maybe in comparative literature, around notions of vernacularization. And so there's certain things are forced through or streamlined to become the kind of knowledge that we deal with or encounter with as a kind of common base of knowledge. And in other cases, then there's certain things, I guess, footnotes that tend to fade away, or things that are muttered underneath the breath, maybe, or a kind of, sometimes they even get deregulated into being pieces of trivia, you know? A lot of the time, if I'm reading a book, I always like reading the footnotes first, because the kind of tricky pieces of information or scenarios that don't quite fit into the main text of a book, they end up in the footnotes. And they can be these incredibly fruitful things that in some way they haven't been assimilated into the main text. And so a lot of the time I like chasing up those ideas in some manner, yeah.
And your engagement with the DeLorean group was kind of ongoing for a long period. I don't know, have you finished now? But new information keeps appearing.
Yeah, for example, I would have done a talk up in Belfast in the Europa Hotel. Every 5 years they have Eurofest. So you have owners coming from all over Europe there, and sometimes they even fix up cars and drive them all the way from, I think it was Romania they came from there in 2010, a fleet of DeLorean cars. And they was presenting in the lecture a rumour that some parts of the factory were recycled as stainless steel panels to become pig troughs somewhere in Ireland. And I said, I'll mention this, it could be a use now to see if there's some way, if maybe someone in the audience knows about it. And Faith, the man who made the pig troughs, was there. And so I visited Mervyn Richardson's farm and his factories there up in Monaghan and Cavan, and seen these pieces of material that began as a dream to be a sports car, now working as fully functional pig troughs in a very large pit in several pig farms up around there. So these kind of twists are always interesting because in some sense sculpture is an activity that goes on throughout the world under different agendas and different forms. The city of Dublin is formed, the state of Ireland is formed, neoliberal politics formed, this, that and the other thing every day. And how material is brought through that process is something I'm particularly interested in. The act of making stainless steel, imagining it's a sports car, but yet different intentions turn something into something else is always for me an important thing to find out more about, because you start off with one idea, but at the end you end up with something else because someone else told you something else, you know? And so I've always try to enjoy that looseness that the world affords us all, yeah.
Sean Lynch there, and we'll be hearing about the Irish stone carvers who shaped Britain in the second part of that interview next time on Culture File.